Commissioner Yamamoto.
Good morning. Chair Imason, State Forester Doherty, members of the Board of Forestry. For the record, I am Tillamook County Commissioner David Yamamoto and chair of both the Council of Forest Trustland Counties as well as the Forest Trustland Advisory Committee. FTLAC wants to clearly articulate our priorities for the forest trust lands, which are twofold. Number one, returning as much revenue as possible to trust counties, schools, and local service districts, as well as providing funding for the Department of Forestry. And number two, ensuring the economic and social stability of our counties by retaining fully benefited family wage jobs in the forest industry. I know in the past I have highlighted how important state forest receipts and concomitant forest industry fully benefited family wage jobs are to Tillamook County. In your consent agenda approved by you this morning was the 2019 forest report provided by the Oregon Forest Resources Institute, also known as OFRI. OFRI was created by the Oregon legislature in 1991. To improve public understanding of forest practices and products, and to encourage sound forest management. In pursuing this mission, OFRI has sought to maintain an awareness of the state of the economic, environmental, and social contributions of the forest sector to Oregon residents and businesses. I would like to present a few of their assessments of the economic contributions of the forest sector on a more statewide level. And this is the report that I am referring to. I know all of you have this report. Total wood product sales in Oregon exceeded $10.34 billion in 2016. The total number of wood processing facilities in Oregon was 360 in 1988, and today is down to 172 as of 2017. When looking at sawmills in Oregon, numbers have decreased by 53% during the period of 1988 to 2017, now down to 78 sawmills in the state of Oregon. Oregon Employment Development Department data for the Oregon Forest Products Industry, known as the FPI, as of 2016, showed statewide total of 60,020 jobs, paying an average of $53,518 annually. I need to remind you that these are family wage, fully benefited jobs. While some counties are larger than others when it comes to FPI employment, every county in the state of Oregon had some economic activity generated by the forest sector. It is important also to remember that of the economic multiplier effect, when these timber dollars continue to be spent and re-spent over and over again. And this is especially important to smaller rural counties. The three counties with the largest volume of FPI employment are Lane, Douglas, and Jackson counties. Lane County accounts for 7,172 jobs, totaling over $414 million in payroll for that county, not including benefits. Douglas County has 5,561 jobs, totaling $291 million. And Jackson County has 5,121 jobs, totaling $230 million. Other notable counties include Multnomah County with 4,368 jobs, totaling $308 million. Marion County with 4,347 jobs, totaling $239 million. Linn County with 3,321 jobs, totaling $182 million. Clackamas County with 3,262 jobs, totaling $178 million. Washington County with 3,821 jobs, totaling $217 million. Benton County with 1,380 jobs, totaling $79 million. Union County with 953 jobs, totaling $48 million. Grant County with 579 jobs, totaling $28 million. And Wallowa County with 254 jobs, still totaling $13 million in payroll. As you can see, from the largest of urban counties to much smaller rural counties, FPI employment is a critical component of the economic and social well-being of all Oregon counties. I encourage you to take the time to fully understand the issues presented in the 2019 Forest Report provided by OFRI. As you can see, the economic and social benefits, excuse me, I'm having a little technical problem here. As you can see, the economic and social benefits derived from forest products reverberates throughout the state. I recall when speaking to you previously about where timber revenue goes when Tillamook County receives a harvest check. I told you that the county kept around 25% and the other 75% went to 20 special districts in Tillamook County. Mr. Justice, you inquired at that time about the percent of the special district's overall budget that was represented by these timber revenues. It turns out that this is a very complicated question to answer, as each special district's budget varies widely, compounded by the fact that each year, timber harvests occur in different areas of the state forest lands, and the amount of revenue received by each special district is determined by the location of these particular harvests. In this vein of needing additional information, FTLAC has been in conversation with the Department of Forestry to try to develop a much more detailed database of the economic and social benefits to counties, special districts, and the state of Oregon. This added dimension of the effects of timber dollars on all Oregon counties is an important piece of the puzzle when it comes to the economic and social sustainability for all Oregonians. As chair of FTLAC, I appreciate very much the collaborative efforts exhibited by everyone at the Department of Forestry. I feel a good working relationship with the department is vital in developing policies that will continue to benefit the trust counties, the department, and again, all Oregonians. Also of interest to FTLAC in your consent agenda was a discussion of the Nehalem Scenic River Waterway. Of greatest concern is the ability to control an invasive species of plant known as Japanese knotweed. Knotweed is very prevalent on the banks of the Nehalem River, and eradication and control have been an ongoing issue for several years. It is a concern of many that the scenic waterway designation may prohibit or restrict eradication and control protocols. A major problem with knotweed is that it grows rapidly on the banks, yet dies back in the winter months. This dieback allows higher river flows to erode the riverbanks, spreading rhizomes downstream, thereby further spreading this invasive species, while the dense growth on the riverbank does not allow any other species of plants to take hold. I am sure there are many people that utilize the lower Nehalem River and marvel at the lush green banks, unaware that this is an invasive species that truly needs to be eradicated. The unintended consequences of declaring a scenic waterway, if this prohibits or restricts control efforts of this invasive species, could devastate the Nehalem River Valley. Immediately following my testimony, you have scheduled a review of forest conditions, which includes a discussion of the staff forest carbon report and the harvest wood products recap. I am pleased to see that the initial results show that one of the most important features is that as of the 2016 reporting period, Oregon's forests have been functioning as a net sink of carbon. Oregon's recent statewide rate of carbon flux from all forest pools across all ownerships and ecoregions is approximately 31 million metric tons of carbon per year. This estimate excludes net carbon sequestration from other sources, such as harvested wood products, which will appear in a separate analysis for this reporting period and should be completed by the end of the 2019 calendar year. It is also notable that tree mortality, especially from fire, is highest on productive forests owned by the USDA Forest Service that are withdrawn from harvest. This points up the fact of the great work that the Department of Forestry does in fighting fires and why now ODF is primary when fighting forest fires, even on federal lands. It is also great to see that ODF forest health staff aim to ensure healthy forests for decades to come by assisting private forest landowners and others in the management goal of productive and sustainable forestry all across the Pacific Northwest. ODF Forest Health staff provide specialized expertise in forest entomology, pathology, invasive species, and other forest health issues. It is notable that in 2018, ODF Forest Health Unit detected around 675,000 acres with tree mortality and other damage during the statewide aerial survey, which is below the 10-year average of approximately 750,000 acres. FTLEC looks forward to working with the department and the board on Western Oregon streamside protections. These important discussions need to rely on the most recent forest science, such as the Trask Paired Watershed Study. In Tillamook County, over the past 2 years, timber harvests have taken place in two separate community drinking water watersheds, and the collaboration with both water districts and the timber harvest company have proved that timber harvest and clean drinking water are not mutually exclusive. In fact, both water districts have expressed appreciation for the collaborative relationships developed to make sure that clean drinking water was a top priority. I want to thank the board very much for this opportunity to address you this morning. I would be more than happy to answer any questions that you have.
Thanks, Commissioner. Are there questions or comments? Great. And are there any other Forest Land Trust County commissioners who wanted to comment today? Great. Thanks very much.